When you go into an unknown territory, you require either a good guidebook or even better, a guide. One of these guides is Tulasi, or Vrinda Devi, who manifests in this world at the Tulasi plant. Vrinda Devi is an eternal associate of the Lord who decorates the forest of Vrindavan so that Krishna and his associates can enjoy. Just as a person in this world would decorate their homes, Vrinda decorates the kunjas. In the temples of our movement, we worship her every day. We sing, "Whoever takes shelter of you has all his wishes fulfilled. Being merciful upon him, you make him a resident of Vrindavan. It is my cherished desire that you grant me residence in the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Then, with my very eyes, I shall always behold the beauty of the divine couple." At the moment, we cannot see Krishna, although he is present. We cannot perceive him in the holy name, although he is present. We cannot maybe feel his presence always, although he's very, very much present, because our vision is clouded. There's a song to Vrinda Devi which says, "Devoid of bhakti and guilty of unlimited offenses, we are thrown into the waves of the ocean of lust, anger and greed. O merciful one, take us out." During the month of Kartik, we can pray to Vrinda Devi, we can do Aartik to Tulsi, we can put, if we don't have a plant, a picture of Tulasi in our very homes. And for sure, our chanting will all of a sudden get life. Our hearing about Krishna will all of a sudden make him there, present, because by the blessings of a great devotee like Tulsi, everything is possible.